All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
This is not a spoiler for Miami Vice, but shouts out to the use of closed captioning where the off-screen suicide, the closed captioning says, gunshot fires. And then as if it's dialogue, it says, thud! With an exclamation point on there.
Oh, did you guys see that clip that I sent you guys?
Yeah.
So yes. There's one bit in that episode of Miami Vice where a guy breaks into the bedroom and the woman goes, "How did you get in here?" And the guy who broke in says, "To get my revenge." Like, clearly they got something, or it's like it's. This is, I was not surprised to see on the Miami Vice Wikia that this is an episode they do not put on reruns.
which is too bad, because it was better than last.
They could just edit up the...
Really gave you your fix.
Yeah, if they could edit up the first, 10, 15 minutes, get it out, just take them out.
They probably just couldn't get the rights to Bill Russell.
Yeah, maybe. Actually.
Actually, could be.
Welcome back to After Talk, everybody. Hello. Hey. We got Nime with us. Hi, Nime.
All right, Nime. So it seems to me that the topic of discussion is whether or not we're going to do a movie draft. And, of course, it's not really up to us. It's up to the commissioner.
Sorry.
But we can place bets.
We can decide on what season I'm going to text her.
Well, and like, what are the possibilities? Everything from a limited slate, like a smaller slate, because traditionally we've done 30 movies.
Right.
Are there 30 theatrical releases this summer?
I can take a look.
All right.
I would guess there are.
Let's see. Starting at May of 2020, we've got Doctor Strange, Legally Blonde 3, Top Gun, John Wick, the Bob's Burgers movie. We go into June, Untitled Elvis Presley Project, Jurassic World, Lightyear, Transformers. There's some movies
in
here.
Holy cow, yeah. Like, man, everyone's talking about Untitled Elvis Presley Project.
The question is if and when Untitled Elvis Presley Project gets delayed, now where's the backup movie for it?
Like, well, it could be coming in July. Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Wow.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
That came out like 3 years ago.
A new Jordan Peele horror film called Nope. Black Adam at the end of July. Two Marvel movies in July.
Black Adam's DC.
I've just come from smart. Consultation with the commissioner.
Ah.
Oh, hello.
And... she said, I'm still looking into it. It's very volatile. Things are still being moved around.
Looking at the summer months, we could probably find 30 picks, and I don't think that we would feel secure in having 30.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, the Mission Impossible movies got pushed back a year. Yeah. And, like, I'm sure Top Gun is coming to...
There was another movie got pushed that I didn't include in the Cord Killers lineup, and now I'm blanking on what it was. But, like, there was, like, I think it might have been... Downton Abbey.
The Downton Abbey sequel.
Yeah. So we are to the stage where we could definitely find 30 movies.
But will they stick?
But will they stay in the summer?
Well,
would be the big question.
That'll be fascinating if the monetary supply changes. If we only do, say, 20 movies, like, do we compensate by reducing the number of players? So the average number of dollars.
Should we do a movie draft where we're bidding on weekends? Not movies?
Oh, no.
I don't know what movie is supposed to come out that weekend, but part of the gamble is, will that movie stay on that date?
The problem is you could look at historical, like, there are blockbuster weekend.
You also get into...
Well, but that's always true, right? You're always... The blockbuster's already scheduled on the blockbuster weekend. So it's not like you're bidding on the date blindly. You're saying... You know, this movie is scheduled to come out on this date. If it moves, you're stuck with that date. Like, we just tweak the rule.
But I will say, Tom, like, the problem, the problem we're trying to solve is we don't have 30 doodads, and we definitely don't have 30 weeks of movies in a season.
Oh, we don't have enough movies either. You think?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I would be down if we had a way to find 30 other doodads.
And also, we frequently have movies that are coming out on the same weekend in the movie draft, so the date thing wouldn't work.
Well, but I mean, that could still work, because it could be like, this date is even more valuable because it's got three big movies coming.
Yeah.
Also, who wants to cheer for a weekend?
Like, which movies do you count?
July 2nd! July 2nd!
Let's go July 2nd! Second!
Second!
Let's just bid on months.
And well, and the other weird thing that might happen.
Brian could truly be the April
dates.
Fool.
The other thing about betting on dates means that it's very likely to put us in a situation where the draft ends definitively many weeks early.
Like, for example, if a new COVID variant hits and we're back in lockdown.
Or like let's say there's only 3 weeks left and Tom has all three of those weeks and he's already losing, or there's no way. Like I was thinking of the dates thing
as a solution to like movies switching dates and everything, but it just doesn't work because there's all those other variables.
We'll keep in touch with the commission, see what she thinks about movie stability over the next few months. And
yeah, I'm committed to talking to her every day.
If that's not too much for you, Tom,
you'll check
the, negotiations between the commissioner and the Players Association are really, really heating up.
Rob Manfred. Let's put it that way.
She'd be Rob Manfred.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Hopefully not. Yeah.
It's hard for me to read from here, but is that a Mario poster that's on there? Is Mario supposed to come out this this summer?
That's right.
Untitled Mario Project?
It's weird. On IMDb, it is untitled.
On calendars, yeah.
But it's definitely the Mario poster.
The
original title
was Project is called Elvis. So.
Well, and also like. The film is scheduled to be released December 2022, so the listing on IMDb was already wrong. It was not July, at least right now. Christmas release.
Yeah. It's not too late to change the name.
I think that's the state of play right now, is everything, even things that are on dates, a lot of things are just kind of vague, and even things that are on dates aren't strong. Like, even the studios are like, yeah, we think it's going to come out then. We're not putting the marketing dollars solidly behind it quite
well, and
yet.
Plus, you also have the wild card of, oh, man, it's going to be really chaotic because some studios are going to pick last minute to go day and date, which is going to severely crush their numbers. Like, dollars are no longer maybe the best proxy to bet on. Well, or maybe that's just the chaos that we factor.
I don't think anything's going day or date anymore. Like, Warner...
I mean,
stop doing
again,
that,
we so. Could say that until Theta comes out.
Yeah, barring us returning to lockdown, which I also think is quite unlikely, but not because we wouldn't get variants, but just because of other social momentum.
I'll say never say never,
right?
I like that as a bit of chaos in the game of you're not quite sure if this is going to end up on HBO Max or not. And I like that. I think that that is a very good amount of unpredictability that the teams should have to consider when they're making their bids.
I don't think there's that much. At this point, all the studios have said we're not doing day and date.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it would have to disrupt the entire movie draft for it to be.
It's not likely to be a huge hurdle, which is why I think we shouldn't change anything to adjust for it. But I think it's an interesting problem.
And also, if anything, what you're expressing right now, Tom, is I believe that you believe that, but I bet you believe that I don't believe that I should believe that. And so we will express our biases in our bidding, which is, of course, the point of the whole
game.
None
of us really know. Yeah, right. That's fair. I think, though, there's a certain amount of like, well, we're gonna set the expectations for the draft based on what we think is going to happen. And that's a thing that, there's pretty much clear consensus out there. If you look closely at what the studios are doing, that they're either doing streaming releases or they're doing theater releases. They have window variability, and that's where I think will definitely play into the calculus of like, oh, wait a minute. Yes, this is coming out, but it's only on a 20-day window.
Right. But I think whereas this one's on a 90-day window. Adjust the tail, you know, because
tails aren't big enough. But when you're talking about a small movie, that tail could sometimes be a higher percentage of its gross.
I think there's also consideration of people saying, well, I could watch it now or I could wait 3 weeks and watch it on HBO Max or watch it on Paramount Plus or whatever.
It throws off the projections, is what I'm saying. I might spend $5 on an $8 million gross, and that $8 million might only be $6 million. So now that, you know, if I'm doing fine tuning my max bids and stuff, it becomes more nebulous.
It used to be a pretty good strategy to buy early movies, figuring like, let's say of all the movies in May and the first week of June, you don't know which one, but you know one of them will be a sleeper hit that will still be in theaters all the way into August. Whereas you will not have that assurance this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should just buy theaters. Like, literally, we should just buy theaters.
Just purchase a theater, yeah.
Or just illegally start broadcasting stuff.
I think we should just stream movies. We should start a streaming service.
We should start a streaming service. That's great, yeah.
Man. Yeah. Here's a question. We have always been so crowded in the summer draft that we eventually moved to two-person teams. Do you think do we stick to six teams, or do we drop the number of teams, or do we make it individual players?
Number of people who are interested in playing has gone down. It's just the number.
No, definitely not. But if we have fewer movies, a solution would be to have fewer teams.
Five teams out of six teams.
We can't know what one number is until we know the other number.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
But I think certainly the number of teams and the way those teams are formatted is something easy to put into play. Changing the format is a bigger thing, but I think the number of teams is at least easily flexible.
I'm so ready to get back to that whole chaos of the bidding wars and people getting so mad, and then the bidding ends and everybody is either convinced they're going to lose or is convinced that they're going to win, and like everybody's upset. Oh, it's so great. It's so great.
We did an indie movie draft a few years ago, which is a thing that I think can't happen anymore in the way the movies are. Hey, listen to the episode of Code Killers,
you guys didn't bid West Side Story and Licorice Pizza?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But no, that year, one of my friends picked up a little movie called Valencia, directed by Dan Trachtenberg, which turned out to be 10 Cloverfield Lane, and handily won the draft.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
Naeem, you mentioned that you are not caught up on Gemstones, but are you watching it, or have you watched it? Or
I haven't watched it. It's one of those that I've heard, I've heard really good things about it. I've heard it's you know, similar to, but very different from Succession, which I'm very much enjoying. So it is one of those that it's like, you know.
I'll say it. It's much time better than Succession.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
It is a different thing to me. Yeah, to me, it is a different.
Like that's
it is too
comparing
different.
Chocolate truffles with chocolate cake.
Do you remember the Will Ferrell short film, The Landlord, in which a baby says,
little girl comes up and demands the rent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know who that little girl is?
That little girl is Naeem.
It's his daughter.
No,
right?
It's Adam McKay's daughter.
Okay.
Which I didn't know. Adam McKay, his writing partner, guy who does Succession or whatever.
I think they're former writing partners.
Right.
Former
correct.
Partners.
I didn't want to wade into deep water.
They co-founded Funny or Die Together. So.
And anyway, yeah.
I only just found that out.
Oh yeah.
He's wondering. Deep water.
This is not a dig.
Was too good a reference to pass up.
Whose daughter did you think that it was? The landlord.
Well,
like they had cast for it.
No, I knew. I figured a friend.
Will Ferrell.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't. It was not a day. It's very funny. Doing a casting call for a 6-year-old for that.
No,
script.
No. Like it never occurred to me.
Weird things, but yeah.
That I would care whose daughter it was, and then I found out. I think I was looking for it, and I found the IMDb page, and it shows. Like her casting, and Adam McKay has not been a name I've really paid any attention to up until Succession, I mean I certainly have heard it, you know,
sure.
But at any rate, but the reason I can't talk out of school. You know what I can?
The Landlord from 1970 starred Beau Bridges. But is that's a different one, right?
That is a different
one. You know whose son Beau Bridges is?
Lee Grant.
here. Tom, Bryce,
yes.
Allow me to text you an image of why I was interested in the landlord. Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
It's worth the wait, I promise.
Sure. Let's see.
He's texting us a thing. It's the Miami Vice soundtrack for this bit.
The game. Gambling.
Texting you a thing.
Okay, so as you guys know,
they literally licensed a Madonna song and then took out all of the Madonna vocal. Okay.
So as you guys, know, well, here, I am a landlord. Here is an image, of
go.
Well, that's not good.
I've been keeping spirits high. I've been trying to see the bright side of things. But somebody, I texted that to my real estate guy, and he said, he responded with, "Oh my God, oh my God, Brian, your life. I swear."
And, Jiminy Bimini.
And then he sent me the "I want my money, bitch" GIF, which got me to look I up see. The landlord.
Woo! Okay, yeah.
It is an image. I'll spoil it for everyone else. It is an image of the back half of a Lincoln Navigator protruding from a house.
But it's a garage, right?
Well, there's not quite a door, not quite it's a window.
A garage that was much smaller than the Lincoln Navigator, from what I could tell.
Not really. It didn't seem like there are any openings in the picture.
Was that a garage? That's my.
Oh wait, there
question.
Is a garage door there. Hey, yeah. Hey.
That was a garage.
Okay, you definitely can't be doing that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. What a life.
What a life. Did they go into the side that didn't have the door?
No, it's pretty close, dude. It almost made it in the door. It really, like, I mean, A
almost,
for effort. And 90 is an
doing
A.
A lot of work in that sentence.
It's a size 12 boot in a size 7 butt.
The boot in the butt. Bingo. Okay.
I mean, sorry.
No, you got it. No, you got it. In the butt. Hey, I only got a size 7 back there. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'll make it fit.
Do you have a wide? Are you putting a wide in there? Come on.
There's bricks all over the. Oh my God.
I think it'll
Jiminy
fit.
Criminy.
Well, no, come on.
Well, now that you put it in terms I can understand, I would not like that. Gotta get the right size garage.
So anyway, that's Adam McKay's daughter. Yeah.
No, I think you're Adam McKay's daughter.
You're saying Adam McKay's daughter driven Lincoln Navigator through here?
Oh my God.
Jiminy.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We've got
I've never been gladder that I am no longer a landlord. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us.
Bye, everyone.
Oh man.
All right.
If we're all the way off.